ABC News.
What do you hope comes out of this visit by the Prime Minister?
Well, we met with the Prime Minister back in June, and our initial discussion centred around finding solutions to the issues here in Tennant Creek. So really what we're hopeful is that the Prime Minister will agree to form a regional deal, which would involve all levels of government, being the Northern Territory Government, the Barkly Regional Council, and of course the Commonwealth Government, working together with the Aboriginal corporations, the non-government sector, business people, and a newly established cultural authority group here in Tennant Creek to drive forward a social and economic development plan for the region.
So is this in effect an extension of the Coalition's City Deals program?
It essentially is. It's a regional deal. We've had the opportunity to speak to the Prime Minister about that, and whilst the city deals are essentially confined to some of the major cities and the larger regional cities, there's general agreement now between the Prime Minister, the Chief Minister and our Council to move forward with a regional deal.
So what would you hope would be the practical outcomes of such a deal in your area?
Well, if we look at the economic opportunities, our view is that there's an opportunity for further investment in the region when it comes to social infrastructure. But what we need to do is focus on attracting new business, new investment. We need to create jobs here, and that's the key to getting people off the cycle of unemployment, bringing people out of poverty. It's not going to happen overnight, but we need to get a plan in place to start creating real jobs for the people of this region.
That is one of the Prime Minister's mantras, so it sounds like you're singing from the same song sheet as him, so it sounds like you should get attention from him.
Well, we had a very positive visit yesterday from the Prime Minister. We had an opportunity to have various talks with the Prime Minister, and of course Minister Scullion and Minister Dan Tehan are also travelling with the Prime Minister, so we've had a very good opportunity to discuss some of those very issues. And yesterday I also spoke with the Chief Minister of the Northern Territory. So we're all in agreement at the moment. It's a matter of working out the detail and getting on with it.
The Prime Minister will have been in Tennant Creek for less than 24 hours when he leaves. Is that really long enough to make any effective change?
It's certainly long enough. The Prime Minister arrived here in Tennant Creek about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and a fantastic welcome ceremony by the local Warramungu traditional owners. So he'll be heading off mid-morning, I believe, today. But certainly long enough. He spent virtually all day and a large part of the evening yesterday engaging with people, engaging with some of the services. And last night, to finish the night off, he certainly went out with the local night patrol and visited the our Barkly Regional Council Youth Links building, where he had an opportunity to see the number of young people out and about at night. So a very positive visit from the Prime Minister.
And it is 5 months since Tennant Creek really did hit the national headlines. In the ensuing 5 months between then and now the Prime Minister's visit, how have things been in Tennant Creek?
Well, we've seen a number of changes, particularly around access to alcohol in Tennant Creek. When the incident involving the two-year-old occurred, we certainly received a lot of local and national media attention. We had liquor restrictions imposed on the town. There was emergency liquor restrictions which restricted the sale and supply of alcohol in Tennant Creek. Now, following on from there, the Liquor Commission had an inquiry, and at this stage we've got ongoing liquor restrictions in the town. And with a combination of services working together, including the police, territory families that manage the child protection services in the Northern Territory, we've seen the Northern Territory Government also commit further resources to our town. For example, after this incident, the Northern Territory Government has increased staff in the Territory Families Office by 5. Now, that's a significant injection of resources, and In general, there's a lot more positive mood in the town that things are changing. So we're very hopeful that moving forward with a plan in place, we can really make a difference.
We wish you well, Steve Edgington. Thank you very much for making time to speak with us.
Thank you.
ABC News.